Tanya for the 21st of Tammuz, Chof Aleph Tammuz, is in Perek Dalet, Chapter 4 of Egeret HaTshuva. The Alter Rebbe is describing the difference between the Neshama and the angel, that the Neshama is created from an inner Chayus that is breathed from within God, and the angel, even the angel, is created as part of creation from the speech of God, which is the external breath that is expressed in the letters of speech. Now, further explanation. Bir ha'inyan k'nei d'maymer Eliyahu. In order to understand better the difference between that which is created and that which is of God, that which is from within, k'nei d'maymer Eliyahu, we know the statement of Eliyahu, where Eliyahu said, "Ant hu dafikas asar tikunin," it is you who brought out, revealed the 10 tikunim, the 10 attributes, v'karinon lahein etes sviron lahanhoga behein almin stimen. Eliyahu says God brought about the 10 tikunim, which are called sviris, in order to conduct the world with them. And he mentions the concealed world, to conduct the concealed world. In other words, the world of thought. Then he says, "Ant chakim v'lo b'chochma yediya." You, God, are a chacham, but not with knowledge, with chachma that is knowable to us. "Ant mevin," you are also wise. "V'lo b'vina yediya," but not with wisdom that is known to us. So all these 10 attributes that we attribute to God, Chachma, Bina, and so on, with which God conducts the hidden world, all of them are included and incorporated, contained in the name Havaya, in the four letters of God's name. Ki Hayud, Shehi Bechinas, Nekuda Levad. The Yud, which is merely a dot, Miramezes l'chachmasa yizbarich, it symbolizes God's wisdom, Chachma, because Chachma is merely the dot, the geometric point from which all knowledge flows. Chachma is that potential, the seed of wisdom, the seed of knowledge from which all knowledge grows. Shehi b'bechinas helim v'hester kedim shabol b'bechinas ispashtas v'gili hasagi v'havana. And in this dot, the knowledge that will later develop is concealed and contained within that dot. V'haked sh'al hayud zeymed l'bechinas ratzon ha'elyim baruch. And the horn, or the point on top of the yud. The yud has a point on the top and a point on the bottom in order to be a kosher yud. So that kites, that little point at the top of the yud, symbolizes God's will. That which is above chachma is will. Shalemayla, mayla memadreges bechinas chachma ilo kineida. Will is much greater, much higher than chachma. And after it develops into and expands into a revealed state where it's understood and known in the hidden world, so that state, that condition where the point has developed and revealed itself and can be understood, that's represented by the letter He. Sheyesh lo b'chinas ispashtus l'zeichev. The He is an expansion of the Yud to the in the width. Hameidu umerameiz al hachovas habir v'havana, which implies the expansion of understanding. The gam l'eirach, and also in the length, the He extends the point of the Yud in two directions, in the width and in the length. The extension of the point of the yud, the dot of the yud, downwards in length suggests the bringing down, the drawing down of that knowledge into a knowable state in the hidden world. In the world, but in the hidden world. And then when it continues downward and becomes revealed and drawn even into the hidden world, like a person who wants to reveal his wisdom to others, which is an external expression, an expression outwardly, then then that revelation, that development, is described by the letters Vav and Hey. Ki havav meir al ha'amshocha m'mayla l'mata, because the Vav is the extension of the Yud downward into the lower world. The Gam, and also the letter Vav, is implies that Hamshocha Zu Yayde Midas Chazde Vetuve Vishar Mides of Hagdeshes Hanichlolis Bederach Klal Bemispa Shesh. The letter Vav also has a number. It is the number 6 in Hebrew, and that suggests the manner through which the information, the knowledge, comes down to the lower world. It comes down through the 6 emotions that are mentioned, the pasuk l'cho Hashem hagdula, etc., ad l'cho Hashem hamamlocha. The pasuk describes these 6 emotions, l'cho Hashem hagdula, v'agvura, v'atiferes, v'hanetzach, and so on. So that's represented by the number of the Vav, the number 6. V'loi ad b'chlau, but it doesn't include the mamlocha. It goes, the 6 attributes, or the 6 emotions, is from Gedula to mamlocha, but not mamlocha, which is really the 7th. Ki midas malchusa yizbarech nikraz b'shem dvar Hashem. Because God's malchus, the attribute of malchus in the Eibishter, is called Dvar Hashem, the word of God. Kameshakasuv, Basha Dvar Melech Shultin. What is the relationship between speech and king and royalty? Because a king governs and rules through his speech, through his word. V'nechleles v'nemezes be'es hei achreina shol shem Hashem. So that, the attribute of malchus, which is speech, this is not included in the Vav, but instead it is represented by the letter Hei, the 2nd Hei. Kipnimi is the Makir HaDibur Hu HaHevel HaElo Min HaLev, because the source, the inner source of speech, is the breath that comes from the heart. U'mitzchalik lehei meitzois haper acheh mehagorin, etc. The letter Hei represents speech, because speech comes about through the 5 tools of articulation. Originally, it is a breath coming from the heart that has no sound at all, but that breath, when it hits up against the 5 tools of articulation, the palate, the tongue, the teeth, the lips, the throat, then the breath takes on different sounds. Like, for example, Aleph, Ches, Hey, Ayin come from the throat. Other letters come from the lips. So there are 5 tools of articulation. So the letters of speech are produced by these 5 organs. So the number Hey, which is also 5, is representative of speech. The Gam, Havorat, HaHey, Ibechinat, Hevel, Levad. Even the pronunciation of the letter He is pure breath. Kamaisha Kosov also klilo de lesba mamosha. He is described as a clear letter that can't be touched, can't be felt. So the letter He represents speech in 2 ways. by the fact that it is the number five, it represents the five tools of articulation. And by its own sound, it represents the breath itself, which gets broken down into the various sounds. And between the two of them, the breath and the tools of articulation, you're describing the whole existence or the whole notion of speech. And although God doesn't have a body, so what are these five tools of articulation? But Torah speaks in the language of the human so that we can understand, so that although God doesn't have a mouth, but the letters and speech in God have this similarity to the speech in the human being, that it is made up of five different expressions and originates in a pure or undescribed breath. Bishagam, and particularly Shagam Dvar Hashem Chav Beis Asiyas HaMeschalkes Lehei Chalke HaMeitzoyes Obohem Nivra Kol HaYitzur. That God's speech consists of the 22 letters as we know them, that are divided into these five categories with which God created the world. In the same way, exactly the same way, by way of analogy, although there's a great distinction, a great distance between God and the soul and the neshama, yet there is this similarity, benishmas ha'adam, shehi b'chinas nefesh olikis, which is the godly soul, dimitei chenofach, that comes from within God, breathed out from within God, yesh bo b'chinas seichu hanelam, hamerumezes, hamerumez, be'es yud, it also has this attribute of chachma, that is an undeveloped knowledge in its potential state, that is represented by the letter Yud, the dot. Shebekeche lotkeis el hagilui, lahovin ulahaskil, ba'amitose yizbarech ubudulase, that is capable of being revealed from this potential, so that a person can understand and grasp God's truth and God's greatness. Kochad v'chad l'fum shiura delay, l'firechav sichle ubinase, each person according to his capacity, according to the breadth of his knowledge. Also, it depends on the effort, how much the person engages in the understanding and in the development of the understanding of God's greatness. Azai, and then when the person does this, he develops the potential knowledge, then mirumezes binose be'ez hei, then this bina, which is the development of the idea, is represented by the letter He. Sheyesh lo zeichav v'gam erach, because it has breadth and length. Hamreza hamshocha mo mailo lamata. The development of the idea is the breadth of it. And the length of it represents the fact that it's coming down from a hidden state to a revealed state. It comes down so that it can give rise to a love of God and a fear of God from its understanding of God's greatness. This love and fear develop first in the mind and in the hidden recesses of the heart. The achakach v'bechinas is galus libe, and then also in the revealed part of the heart. Umizeh nimshecha aveda amitis be'esek ha'teira v'hamitzveis bekeil v'dibur e'maisen. Now, the yud represents the potential knowledge, the hay represents the bina, which is the developed knowledge of God's greatness. That, in turn, produces the six emotions, love and fear, etc., which is the vav of God's name within the neshama, and then from this comes the actual service of God in speech and in deed. and they, speech and deed, hein aseyes vav hey. Because the emotions are the vav, and the actual speech and deed is the hey. The gam ha'hezbonanus lahavinu lahaskil ba mitase v'gdulase yizbarech nimshecha gam kein mehatezo de'ezaisa mechachma nafko hibichinas yud shel shem havaya. The understanding and the ability to comprehend God's truth and God's greatness comes through Torah. Because Torah comes from God's Chachma, Torah mechachma nafka, and Chachma is the Yud of the name of the Shem Havaya. In the Hayim Yom for Aleph Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that Ein Mevarchem Shechiyonu Bein Hametzodim Afilu B'Shabbos. We don't make a Shechiyonu over a new fruit or new clothing during the 3 weeks, even on Shabbos. Ksiv Yosu Li Migdosh V'Shachanti B'Seicham. It says, "You shall make for me a sanctuary, and I will dwell within them." B'Teich Kol Echad V'Echad MiYisrael, within every Jew. Shebekol Echad V'Echad MiYisrael. Because within every Jew, teichiyeh, nekudas pnimiyus levavi, the inner core of his heart, who migdash lishiftei yizbarich, is a holy dwelling place for God, a sanctuary. Vehine mokim ha-migdash gam bezman ha-golus v'hashimum kodeshu. The migdash, the Beis ha-migdash, even during the time of golus and devastation, it remains holy. Ukadisa b'shmeis rabba, as it says in Medrash, in Shmeis rabba, Perek Beis, Omar Reb Acha said that le'olam ein ha-shchina zozo mekeisel ha-maravi, that the shchina never departs from the keisel maravi. V'chol inyan ha-shimum hu b'ha-binyonim, and the devastation of the churban, of the destruction of the temple, is only in the structure, but not in the foundation. The same is true also with the individual migdash of every, which is every Jew. The hayisaid hu sholem zach v'toheh. The foundation of the Jew's Jewishness is always whole, pure, and clear. The Pasuk says, "I am asleep, but my heart is awake." The Isa the Medrash Rabba, and the Medrash explains it, "Ani yesheinu min hamitzvos." I am asleep in regard to mitzvahs, and yet v'libi ei l'gmilas chasadim. My heart is awake to charity, to kindness. "Ani yesheinu min hatzdokis." I am asleep from the charities, v'libi ei l'aseisam, and yet my heart is awake and wants to do them. So even as a person is externally, on the surface, asleep from mitzvahs, inwardly the heart is anxious to do them. The whole inyan hashimum rachmanu litzlan sheyeshne biyisrael, because all the devastation that exists in Jews who rak bedugmas habinyanim shemichutz v'hayisay, all that devastation can only affect the structure which is outside of the foundation. Aval hayisay the mikdash haprati. But the foundation of the individual mikdash, of the individual Jew, who big dushase, always retains its holiness.